What is up, guys and girls, and welcome to another episode of the FMC show. Today we are on episode 15. We're still going strong, and today we have with us Super Swan, who's back from the dead.
I'm alive.
How was your birthday weekend, sir?
Oh, mate, I was absolutely hanging. But I did listen to the podcast whilst I was gone, and I think it was, as I think we were saying before we got on air, I think it was much better without me than it was with me. So I survived.
Is that what cured the hangover, essentially?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It was Dodgy Gamer's voice that cured my hangover.
There you go. There you go, Dodgy Gamer. A very happy customer there.
Very much so.
And also, we have Park Era Games. How are you doing?
Cheer, bro. All good here. Sweet ass.
Good stuff. How's the weather?
Good. Last couple of days have been thunder, lightning, and rain, which we have needed because it's been very droughty down here for the last couple of months.
Which is funny because over here we've had it the same for the last couple of months and we have not needed it by any means necessary. We've not wanted it. So,
do you want to borrow one of our storms?
I get to do my naked rain dance against outside.
Yeah. I wonder if we could send him some storms.
Yes.
Maybe we can even it out. There. We can tell when they're coming, so surely we can sort of get some big wind machine to blow them back over that way.
Let me introduce you to my two friends, Kiara and Dennis. You'll love them.
Yeah. And then if we even it out a bit, you know, you can have some over that side of the world and we'll have some over this side of the world. Maybe we can get some sun then. And then
we'll be getting some soon. Don't you worry. Around March, we get is our cyclone season down here. So we usually get a lot of stuff from the...
Yeah, you can keep the cyclones. We don't want any of that over it.
Yeah.
We just about manage with a bit of wind. If we get wind that's faster than the speed limit, we don't deal well with that.
See, it's not wind unless you get blown over yourself.
Oh, see, no. Wind is just inconvenience. It's not a big deal. Nah. We don't do big winds. We just have annoying winds.
You go to Wellington down here for winds. That's why it's called Windy Wellington. Literally, for the only time in my life, really, I've been just walking normally and literally, I mean, I'm 120 plus kilos and I'm blowing to the side or backwards.
Walking like Michael Jackson. With that lean walk.
Yeah, I've had to lean forward, yep. And it's good.
Or even the moonwalk, actually. Either way, if you're going forward or back, you're still doing Michael Jackson, I guess. Just a quick update on the pod updates. No new countries, unfortunately. We're still stuck on, I think it was 18, was it? But we have hit 70 average listeners.
Cool.
We are nice. Constantly growing weekly, which is awesome. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to us chatting about the weather and
wins.
Taking the mickey out of Super Swan. And
it's what brings in the listeners, see? It's what brings... But then if we hit our highest... Did we hit our highest last week, did you say?
Yeah, yeah. And then we've hit it again this week. It was 65 last week. I did check last night and it was 69, but I was hoping it hit 70 because I don't want us to be one of them childish podcasts.
No.
I'm sure I heard a little giggle there as well.
69's all right.
I was like, no, we're not going to make any 69 jokes.
No.
So we'll hopefully tomorrow. Sorry. And then someone, and then Park Era goes and ruins it. Oh. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully this week we can hit 100. Or is that too high?
No, it's all right. Aim high.
I mean, we've only gone up by increments of like 3 to 5 per week. But if we say it, maybe it'll happen.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go with that whole YouTube thing where they all, smash a like at the beginning of the video. Yeah, so if we say it now...
I'll tell you what.
If we get 100 likes, or listens, sorry, but then by the time we release the next one, Parkera will record this naked.
Who's saying I'm not naked now?
I was hoping you wouldn't say that, Parkera. I was hoping you wouldn't say that, because now we've got no bargaining chips.
Or he can release a Football Manager video on his channel.
I'd rather be naked.
That was Welcome to Football Manager Creators, guys. With that being said, we'll go to save updates, I guess. Park Era.
Yep, awesome. Going well.
Sweet. Good save updates. Now. Brilliant. Okay. Yep. So nothing to add to that?
Nah.
What about your counterpart, the Lancashire lad? I did post something on my channel earlier asking if he'd been sacked or what. You know,
He's not sacked.
He's just off partying somewhere.
I don't know.
He's on charge. He's on
hiatus. Find a week's wage for not showing up to training, I would have thought.
He probably just gone AWOL. I think he's been avoiding those big storms, you know? Kiara and
I agree.
Maybe that's why. Actually, to be fair, up in sort of Lancashire area where I am, a lot of games do get called off around this time of year. So actually, that might actually be a valid excuse. So well done for coming up with that.
I can't do a save if the weather prevents me from doing it.
Well, over there it doesn't, obviously, but over here it does. Like a lot of games up north do get called off, especially lower league or lower level, do get called off for weather. So maybe we'll just put it down to that. Yeah, Parkera's pitch has been waterlogged. It's basically like who's pitch? Tadcaster Albion, wasn't it? Their pitch was absolutely ruined. So that's basically what's gone on with Parkera.
Yeah, wait for the pitches to be relayed before he can carry on.
And also, I just want to mention all the best to Tadcaster Albion, whose pitch is currently underwater. There's a lot of projects going into trying to get that back to rights, but they are talking about if they can't get it back, they might be folding, which would suck massively, because there's over 100 years worth of football history there.
That's a shame.
So shout out to them and all the best to them. So Super Swan, how was your save going?
Right, so I haven't been here for 2 weeks, have I? So I got to try and remember where I left
Jesus
you all off
Christ.
With. So I think we just took it over at AIK in Sweden on the last ball I was on 2 weeks ago. So we've had 2 weeks since then. And the first season we took over, we were halfway through the season and the club wanted top six, which was, to be fair, quite an easy target for us to hit. But it went down to the last game of the season as to whether or not we'd actually qualify for the Europa League 2, or I think it's actually called the Europa Conference League or something? Like the third
tier.
Yeah,
this is that new league, isn't it? That I didn't even know anything about till a few weeks back.
Yeah, so we went down to the last game of the season. We could have qualified for that, but we just threw that game. I think it was a 0-0 draw. So we did miss out on Europe, which was a shame. So we went into our first full season, and the board was like, yeah, we now want you to win the league. I was kind of like, okay then. So didn't think we'd do it, but we made a few signings. We had a few good players come in. And now coming up to the next episode being released on Monday come in, it's going to go down to the last day of the season and we are in a chance of winning the league. We've been top all year, but we've been dropping points, losing games. And this is where I've got to channel my inner old lady plays with her pronunciations. So we've got to... It's Hammarby, our second place.
I need to learn these as well, don't I?
You do, mate. You need to get on it. So they've caught us up. And
I did like the way that in your last video, you did the whole university-type lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as soon as the video started, just went back to just saying it in Welsh, your normal native tongue, yeah.
Like I said, right, I'm a slow learner. It takes time. But I'm getting better. Like, for example, I've got Hammarby. We've got...
That sounds quite Welsh anyway, apart from the rolling of the R. The way you actually say Hammarby just sounds Welsh.
And we've also got Göteborg.
I just
roll my R's. That's your difference.
I can't roll my R's. That's going to be a big issue. I need to leave Sweden.
And then, what was it? Allsvenskan, which apparently I think you've seen on Twitter as well.
I have, yes.
You don't need to say the Allsvenskan because it's built into the name.
Yeah, so otherwise you're saying the Allsvenskan.
Yeah, that's it. So,
mean? The Swedish or the Sweden? What does it mean?
All the best of something like that. I can't remember now. But
all Sweden, isn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah, all the Sweden.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But yeah, that was quite interesting. So yeah, so we are top of the league, but our local rivals have caught us up. I think we were 9 points clear at one point, but we started throwing games and drawing. So the wheels have fallen off a little bit. But we go into the last two games of the season with a chance to win the league. So hopefully, when I come on the podcast next week, I can tell you that we've won Allsvenskan.
Okay, hopefully. So are you leaving these intentionally for the cliffhangers on the show?
100%. I plan them in advance. Timing. Just the fall when I'm recording the podcast, 100%. So if you want to find out what's going on, go to the channel and find out.
You're doing pretty well. Better than you're doing in my save, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, I know. Save a log. To be fair, you're doing quite well at the moment.
I'm doing better than I anticipated, because you was in my stream a little while ago, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was literally at the end of my tether, and I was like, I don't think we can do this. I don't think we've it takes to do. The issue I have is that I can't afford to do any coaching badges. The board won't let me do any more coaching badges. so I can't afford to do that. There's no money, so I can't improve the team. We're a team that's come up with the same team we came up with, basically, to the Swedish Premier League, and we were getting battered left, right and centre. But I did finish the season, and we did really, really well in the end. We found our feet, and we signed Macaulay Bonn from Charlton on loan, who was absolutely phenomenal for three games. He scored 3 and 3, and then scored none in the next 10, which was awesome. But I think because of the competition with having him in, Majuli came along and stepped up to the plate a bit better.
Rediscovered his form.
Yeah, found a bit more form. The league had us, or the betting had us to finish 15th out of 16. The chairman and the vision wanted us to finish 14th out of 16, which would have been the playoff places.
Yeah.
Relegation playoff places. We finished 11th.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good step up. It was pretty impressive, yeah. I'm not sure if we can keep with that, though, because we're in the same division. We've just had the... I don't know if you've had one of these yet. In Sweden, they tend to... Or it might just be for us. The club tends to be voted in, the chairman.
Ah, right, okay. So they vote in their board members then.
Yeah, and it's been the same guy for the last three, which has absolutely sucked because no one's giving me any money. So the issue we've got is we've got players running out of contract. We've got no money to sign them players again or give them improved contracts. So a lot of them are leaving. We've nailed down the main guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not losing any of the main guys, so we've a little bit of a chance. But I'm not holding my breath. I am still looking to get out of Sweden now, but no one wants to give me a job because my star rating, and the only place we seem to be getting job interviews at is Malaysia, which is a massive step back, but I might have to take it just so I can progress.
So would you be open then to managing a different team in Sweden, one with better finances, if the job came up?
No.
You do want to get out of Sweden, you aren't enough.
Yeah, well, no, I love Sweden, don't get me wrong, I'm actually really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, I like Sweden. I'm enjoying it at the moment.
It's a really enjoyable league to play in. And I love the way the cups run as well. So it's like it's not interfering so much with the league that you're in. I've made the deal that I don't really want to manage more than one team in a league because I've got a Mapsy. So I want to fill the map out. So I'd rather go backwards and go to Malaysia than... the only way I'd stay is if it's catch 22 because I'd stay if they offered me a badge.
So I was going to say, yeah, if they offered you a badge, I'd probably stay on that one. Because obviously that's how you improve and get your better jobs is through coaching badges.
Yeah.
So if they did manage to get you on the next ladder or the next certificate, I think that's a good reason to stay, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd stay. And one of the reasons I'd leave is if I, or the main reason I'd leave is if I could get a club with a bit of money so that I can bring some of the players that I'm really loving from Trelleborgs
to the
new club. The issue I've got is the clubs that want me are not going to be able to have the pool for the players that I want to bring with me, even if they've got the money. And the club I'm with won't give me the bloody coaching badge I want to stay. So
yeah. It's like a catch-22 then, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm almost like I've got to leave to improve, but I want to stay because I don't know. I think I'm going to have to leave, but where to? So I'm not going to get too much more into depth with what's going on there, but in my next save, I may be leaving. I haven't left yet. There's no concrete. I am applying for jobs. I have done for the last season. But we did do a really good job and kept us in a decent position is it the Allsvenskan? Because in my game, it's just the Swedish Premier Division.
Yeah, it's Allsvenskan is the main league.
Yeah, so that is where we're at. So we are looking to get out. We are still improving, but I can't see us keeping that up much longer. And we may very well go down next season if we did stay. So that is where I'm at. Fun times. Let's move on to the topic now. Takeovers, wasn't it? It was basically takeovers.
Yeah.
So tell us about your takeover, your best or worst takeover that you've had at your club. We've got a few. To be fair, not that many decent ones. I don't know if it's not as... I don't know if 2020 is a bit more sort of realistic with takeovers. Because the last few games have been quite... Sometimes they've been quite generous, haven't they, when you've had takeovers. And it's like, oh, wow, I've had a good takeover.
Yeah, with the tycoon takeovers. Yeah.
Yeah, but they seem to be a bit more realistic in this game. Some of them
I've heard there's less massive takeovers and they're kind of like more realistic and more long-winded.
Yeah, yeah. So we've not got too many massive takeovers, which is surprising because I expected a few people to come in and say we've got this. But the first person is FM20 Ayres, or Matthew Ayres, and he said, the new owner at Gateshead in my save reduced the debt by 5k. We were 300k in debt. that sounds like he's in Sweden.
That's, I was going to say that. If I think I see that news article, I'd be so disappointed. I'd be gutted. I'd be like, oh, cheers, mate.
Well, you'd see it, wouldn't you? And you'd be like, yes, we're getting taken over. Yeah. We're getting taken over. And then they'd just be like, yeah, we're still 250 million in debt. 50,000 in debt.
It's like, oh, wow. Thanks for that.
Yeah, cheers. It's almost like an insult, isn't it? It's like, what is the point? Like,
yeah, because you'd expect them to maybe clear the debt at least. Just give you a zero balance. Just well, for something it. To build on.
And that's an issue I've got in my save as well, because we just seem to be spiralling further and further and further into debt. And I'm playing friendlies every season to try and up the money, and it's not really helping. That's why at the end of this season, hopefully with them players leaving that I just said before, we'll be able to sort of free that debt up a little bit. But that is obviously going to put us in a position where we're probably going to drop a bit as well. So it's just a nasty place to be, really. Clearing 5k of 300,000 debt is not helpful in any way for any of those chairmen out there thinking of buying clubs.
Yeah, put some bit more money in, cheapskates.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, are you even a chairman?
Yeah, come on. Sort it out.
The next person is Dodgy Gamer, who was here last week. I've had one in my current Andorra save with a Chinese businessman swooping in. Whoop.
I was going to say, that sounds promising.
It does, yeah. News items before it was finalised, rumoured that 45 million would be invested. In the end, we got 2.5 million.
Wow. That's a massive drop, that is.
I believe I read about this on his Twitter. I might have actually... No, I actually watched the episode, actually. And I think he got 2.3 million and not 2.5. He's rounded that up as well, so that's...
Yeah.
You know... To be fair, we had all the facilities upgraded and staff quotas doubled, though. So there is help there, and I guess he's probably not in debt. So,
and 2.5 million. Is it?
No, 2.5 million for Andorra would be pretty good, I would have thought.
Especially if he's doubled his staff capacity and improved the facilities as well. That's not too bad.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Again, another issue I've got in Sweden where I can't. That they won't give me any more staff because of the money problems we're in as well. So these are all things that are, you know, these are all things that are making my life hard at the minute. And everyone else is going, yeah, we're getting this. And I'm like, fuck off.
Give me something.
Yeah, give me something. We're giving Park Aero storms. People give me stuff. Previously had a takeover while at Amazulu. This is still Dodgy Gamer, by the way. FM14, I think. Amazulu. Completely random, as we were struggling in second tier at the time. We were given more money than we could spend. Ooh. Promoted the next season, champions in our first season up, and then African Champions League winners. See, that's the sort of buyout you want, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. That's really boost you up, eh?
And although you say that, there is the two sides of the coin thing here, because he did carry on to say... Only problem was I lost interest after that. There was no challenge, so I ended that save and started a new game. So there is that as well. Especially if you're a sort of especially if you're a lower league sort of manager.
Yeah. I think sometimes the idea of a tycoon takeover is more, you know, better than actually having the takeover, because like you say, if you did get a stupid amount of money and you win everything, then you're like, oh well, what do I do now?
Yeah, exactly. So, and I'm not sure as well if another thing that might have changed the tycoon takeovers in the new FMs is maybe the financial fair play. Like, is there a point in having the tycoon takeovers? I guess it takes an option away, really. I think if they don't have them, you couldn't then go and do a Man City, could you, and just break the rules anyway. That should be an option you're allowed yourself, shouldn't it, really?
Well, that's it. And that might be reason why we don't see as many tycoon takeovers. Because of that rulings. I mean, like I say, I haven't noticed that many, even in like the saves that I've done. Do you know what I mean? Because normally you can see like a random team in the Premier League, you're thinking, how the hell did they get there? And then you look at like their finances, like, that's the reason why. But yeah, maybe with FFP in the game, that might be a reason why there aren't so many.
Yeah, possibly. And there was did any of you see that tweet? I can't remember who it was for now. I should have saved it. And it was a lower league team. And someone tweeted, I think it actually went to Football Manager as a bug in the end, but someone tweeted and they said basically what had happened is they'd gone to this ground and They had, I think it was 3,000 capacity, and they were selling it out. And this was like non-league football. And then they went to the page thinking, like, you know, to see what's going on with it, to see if it was a bug or whatever. And the club was valued at something like it was something billion.
Okay.
And we're talking about, and we're not even talking about a normal base. I think it was actually an FM editor game. So it might have been something that he's added in by accident. But it had a non-league club, I think it was level 9 or 10 or something, worth over £1 billion.
Imagine a club in the lowest division ever, they're like off the billions in the bank.
Yeah, like it was just surreal. So I don't quote me on that. Someone else would have seen it because it was quite a big tweet. But I think it was more. I think it was actually an accident by the database maker. I think it might have been an added database. I'm pretty sure it wasn't in the main game. Now I'm thinking about it, but it was still quite interesting. And then we've got Daz or FM Heathen. Not exactly what you asked. But constant rumours of being taken over at Khan were a real pain in every year of the save. Got about 10 emails in the final two seasons, but nothing in the end. Sounds like Newcastle. Cheech FM has then added, or when they put you under an embargo and you can't sign players for the takeover to collapse weeks later, making you miss the majority of the transfer window. Again, sounds like Newcastle.
Oh, I can resonate with that one. 100%. That's the most annoying thing, where like they got the rumours start going, then the board suspend the transfers, you can't do anything, and then you're thinking, oh, how good am I going to get? What, I'm going to get a massive transfer budget, and then the takeover collapses, and you've just wasted a month, and you can't bring anybody in.
Yeah, and it always happens, and I think that's why it sounds like Newcastle, because every time a transfer window comes in, we seem to be linked to someone, and it's got that bad, and it's that often that the fans actually look at it now and go, oh, it must be the transfer window because there's a takeover being talked about. But the issue is, the weird thing is like Mike Ashley said, whenever a takeover, if a takeover is going to happen, then it'll pretty much be done before you even hear about it.
Yeah.
So why are we hearing every year about two or three takeovers at Newcastle?
Probably keep the fans sort of, you know, optimistic, I guess, is the right word to use. Saying, oh, he is finally going to leave. And then eventually just says, nah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but we all just look at it.
Pull the wall over the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all just look at it as if to say, like, oh, transfer window's coming up then, because that means we're not going to sign anyone, because, you know, transfer embargo and all that. But I don't think they should enforce a transfer embargo until it's pretty much going through.
It'd be probably better for the managers to sign players.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, that means that the chairman, knowing that he probably thinks he's going to sell it, would be spending his own money then.
Yeah, so he's not going to give you anything to spend, is he?
No, I guess it makes sense. Okay, CJ Root FM. Had it in my first season. Got two promotions with them, but now in League Two, hopefully get another one. So, obviously he's got a small one in non-league. Which probably isn't going to do too well in League Two. So he's hoping for another one. I think you might be hoping a bit too hard there.
I was going to say, because I think once you get a takeover, you have to wait a certain amount of time, don't you, before another takeover comes in. It's kind of like the way they do stadiums. I think you have to wait 20 years before they build another stadium for you.
Has anyone ever had multiple takeovers in one club? I've never seen it.
I haven't.
I've heard rumours of multiple, but never multiple actual takeovers that I can recall. No.
I don't think anyone's ever seen it. If you've, listeners, if you've ever seen a multiple takeover in a club, so like, say like 1 year you get taken over and then a couple of years later you get taken over again, let us know, because I've never seen it. So hit us up on the Twitter at FM_show. FMC_show, and let us know, because I'm actually really interested in that. That's brought up quite a good question. Next up, we've got Cobby 31780454. Love people with numbers in the names. Awesome.
Very well pronounced.
Yeah. Smashed that to bits, to be fair.
Got it, mate. Sorted it.
No one wants to invest in my club. They stay well away. They leave me with no money, only debt. Well, I can see why you've got numbers in your name now. You seem to have some sort of sadness.
He's got more numbers in his username than he does in his club.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's the hope of the amount of money he'll get in a takeover. But yeah, that seems like my club as well at the minute.
Yeah, I think we can all resonate with that one.
Yeah, they just leave me in debt. And then finally, before we move on to our lovely selves, we've got @Kez_301. I have 3 saves. Greedy bastard. Glory Hunter. That wasn't one of his saves, that was me just saying it.
I was going to say, is that like the name of a new series?
Glory Hunter, Portsmouth and Chelsea. In Glory Hunter, each new team has news of takeovers by a consortium. Never happen. Maybe that's another thing as well. If it's a consortium, I've never seen a consortium takeover. It's always only been like one person. Maybe it's just harder to make it click if it's a consortium because you've got all parties have to agree then, don't they?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of promotion within, someone within the board gets promoted to chairman and that counts as a takeover.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. That's the only ones I've really seen.
Yeah. Portsmouth, constant news of takeovers, which never happened. And Chelsea is the same. Haven't yet had one. He's got 3 saves and not one takeover. That's a bit sucky. Mm. Yeah, so there's some interesting ones there. Again, like I said, no big ones, which is surprising. I was expecting someone to come in and say, yeah, we apart from the one in FM14, I mean, but no recent big ones. Because Dodgy Gamer said he had the big one, didn't he? But that was FM14. And that's another question, listeners. If you've had a big takeover, get in that. You're obviously not going to get read out on the pod now because we've already recorded it. But let us know because I just want to know if there's big takeovers in the FM20. So we'll go to Parkera first about his takeovers.
Yeah, I've had a few, but no, I was rattling my brain today, which takes a bit of effort, and no, I haven't had any big ones. Like, I haven't had any tycoons or multi-millionaire type takeovers. I've just had, like in my Clyde one last year, like I mentioned before, I've had plenty of rumours of, pending takeovers, but I remember I actually even in, I had a transfer embargo during middle of December, just before the window opened, and of course you can't sign anybody, and yeah. I couldn't even sign anybody on freebies, and it turned out to just be a basic boring old board takeover, and that was with Clyde actually, last season's one, and it was just none of the big guys come in. It was just like, oh yeah, a new board guy's just taken over. He's going to add nothing to the club, no investments, nothing. And it's just like, and I had a transfer embargo for this.
Yeah, that's the worst, isn't it? Like, oh, come on. Like, you've wasted like a month for this. Like,
I had planned to get some players in the offseason, in the window, a couple of players, and I couldn't get them. I couldn't even get freebies. I couldn't even go in and, make an offer of a pre-deal contract sort of thing, for the end of the season, rah, rah. It's just like, most annoying. And this is probably the most typical sort of takeover I've ever had. Like I said, I haven't had any big, massive ones, tycoon types, that I can recall anyway in all my years of FM. So it's pretty short, really. Yeah, I mean, a lot of my saves are like lower leagues, and I don't think you get many massive ones there.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's what it with lower league saves. Like, even if you do get takeovers, they're not going to be big money takeovers. They're going to be a local businessman at best. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
What was that club in real life that got taken over by was it some rich guy in the lower leagues, like League Two or someone? I can't remember the name of the club. I'm sure there was someone recently.
Salford.
Was it? Nah, yeah, well, apart from Salford, I'm sure they were, because that was taken over
They've
by
the
class.
United lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was one in League Two at the moment who had been League Two for a while. I keep thinking Kidderminster, but it's not Kidderminster. I don't know. I don't know. What's that club Saul Campbell was managing?
Oh, Notts County, yeah.
Yeah.
Notts County, was it? Yeah. Because but that all went proper tits up in the end.
Fell apart. Like,
I think he got arrested or something, didn't he?
Lovely.
I'm sure it was some illegal operation, and Saul Campbell was only there for like 3 months or something like that.
Because Sven Goran Eriksson was managing them, wasn't he?
Sven Goran Eriksson went there. It was went there and he signed Saul Campbell.
Might have been.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's how Saul Campbell got his connection to them.
Yeah.
But I think that all went to. So I'll have to have a look at that again because I can't remember how that ended. But I remember it not going too well at the end. And I'm pretty sure the guy got arrested, if I'm remembering rightly.
Well, that's one takeover gone bad. I'll be interested to see if anyone who's listening has had a lower league team, like that, I guess you could say conference or less, who's had a big takeover. Because I'll be very interested to see if anyone has.
Yeah, and I was going to say as well, we're all moaning about these takeovers that are not really happening, and when they do, they're rubbish. You know, I suppose it's worse when you get a takeover that Notts County got. or even like, who was it? Was it Cardiff? Who wanted to change their colour shirts and their badge and their names.
Yeah.
And everything, yeah.
Was it Cardiff?
Yeah, Vincent Tan.
Hollander.
Yes.
I couldn't say it properly then. Hollad, I'm trying to say it posh so people know what I'm talking about rather than me just saying hole.
A takeover by the old, remember Wimbledon FC? The actual Wimbledon,
FC Wimbledon, yeah.
Then I think, didn't they get a takeover and the new owners wanted to move it and they ended up going to...
Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes, and that's where the split happened. MK Dons.
That's what caused the split, yeah. Yeah.
That was because of a takeover, wasn't it? That went shit. Yeah.
It was the same sort of Glazers sort of takeover, wasn't it? Where they decided, well, we're not, we want a club here and we want to, keep it here.
Because that's how you got United FC, didn't you?
FC United,
FC United, I mean. Yeah.
Who I hate, by the way, with a passion, because they poached every good player we had. Well, not every good player. We still got a couple of good players at Prescott Cables, but
they're still quite shitty in the lower leagues, aren't they? Really?
Well, they got
very high.
They got relegated last year.
Considering what they've done compared to Salford, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, Salford have had the investment, but it's like you'd think of any club. I don't know.
Got relegated last year. FC United and Manchester.
Yeah, because they were Conference North, weren't they?
Yeah, and now they're in the non-league. So what they did is they basically bought every player who was half decent in the leagues around them.
We had our
manager Brian Richardson. He's now their assistant manager. Chris Olmond was the league's top goal scorer, and he played for Prescott Cables. They took a couple of youngsters with them, a couple of lads who were up and coming from Cables. They took this other guy who used to be a Cables player who then moved to? But he played for a different team in between. And he was the second top leading goal scorer in the league that Cables were in. So they literally they did a Man City and basically took every player that could threaten them. And they're not even playing. Like, they're barely playing. So it's not like I think it was more of a statement thing, like, we're a big club and we're
a massive flex. Just say, look how big we are. Come join our club. And now they're doing nothing.
And then they're going to crap. I mean, I guess one of the worst takeovers would be getting taken over by a tycoon and going, yes, all this money's coming, and then getting sacked because they didn't want you.
That is another one, isn't it? And that's happened. That's happened to me before. That was actually going to... I might as well say it now because that was my one.
Oops.
It was a few years ago at Newcastle, and I couldn't tell you if it was a big money takeover because I never got to stay. But basically, they said they were coming in and they were bringing, and I was thinking, yes, we're going to have a takeover. I think it might have been 17, or it might have been 16. It's probably 16 actually, because I started creating content in 17, and I don't think I've had a takeover since I've been doing content. That must have been 16. And basically, I was like, yes, I'm going to have this takeover coming in. basically they, weirdly enough, and at the time, they replaced me with Rafa Benitez, which was quite weird. Yeah, Jesus. Which was quite weird. So, but I was gutted because I think it was our second season. We hadn't done too bad, but the owners wanted Benitez in instead of me, so they sacked me.
You didn't have the reputation.
Yeah. I didn't have the reputation at the time. I was a bit annoyed. I guess you get over it. And apart from that, I don't really remember any takeovers. I've definitely not had one since I've been doing creating. The closest I've got is obviously what I'm doing now in Sweden, where they sort of, the chairman changes dependent on like a vote within the club.
Oh, yeah. It's like a vote. Like Barcelona kind of do, don't they? And some of the Spanish clubs.
Yeah. And I don't know if another guy did get voted in, if he would then put money in, but every single time I've done it so far, it said, like, we've got no plans to change anything. We want to be self-sustaining. We want to keep the club, and we're not self-sustaining. So I don't know what he's talking about, but
as I say, you have 2.5 million debt, so far from self-sustaining.
Yeah, I reckon we've got Sepp Blatter in there or something. I don't know. Mm. Okay, Swan, what about yourself?
I mean, I've got not much to add. I think everybody else has kind of had very similar experiences, to be fair. I think the only one I can really remember was one I had with Swansea City on FM18. But it was one of those sort of consortiums. They came in, threatened me with a sack, which I was like, mate, I'm the best manager you've ever had. Why are you trying to sack me? But then I stayed on and, you know, they didn't add much money in. We were kind of roughly about the same as what we were before. So it's kind of like, it's like what Poqueira said earlier. Had a month of a transfer embargo, didn't do anything. And then I was like, I'm done the better than I was before. So what was the point in all that? Just to say, yeah, we're giving you the same money, everything's the same.
Yeah.
Crack on, you've missed a month of transfers. But I mean, I've seen others, like, you know, like you said it now about the fan votes and stuff. I've seen a lot of that happen. And I don't know if this is just me this year on FM20, but I get a lot of news articles saying there's going to be no takeover happening. I've noticed that in my save, where I get a lot of news articles saying, oh, the board are saying there's no plans of a takeover. I don't know if you guys have had that as well.
I've not seen that, no. Like, why would they randomly just come out and say that?
I've had a few, yeah. And this was different clubs as well. So it's not
almost like, what are you hiding, isn't it? Like, why would you say that?
I had that in my Chorley save for this FM20. I think I had one, and it was because I remember seeing it and going, "What is this, a bug?"
Yeah,
you're thinking it's supposed to be a takeover, and yeah, I did recall seeing one where it's denying the rumors of a takeover.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
So I have had it once. Only in this, obviously, and must be a new thing with FM20.
I was going to say because I've not noticed that. Throughout past FMs, it's only this year I've noticed that sort of news articles coming in. Mm. And I've had that quite a number of times this year. And again, I said the same as you. I was like, oh, what? Am I having a takeover then? But it's like the news article's worded in a way that says, oh, the board rubbishes any talk of a takeover. Mm.
Yeah.
So there's
there's
no previous talk of a takeover first. It's just
not at all.
No, this is the first sign that there was going to be or possibly could have been. It's just like, what? It comes out of nowhere, eh?
I guess that's when your chairman's at the stage where he loves life at the club and all that.
I don't need a news article every 6 months telling me, oh, he stayed at the club. You know, it's fine. It's cool. I'll wait until there is one.
That's FM going, you're not getting a fucking takeover.
Yeah. Don't get your hopes up. Your face. It's not happening.
If you stay here, you're here with what you've got and that is all.
Yeah.
Stop dreaming, lad.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that this year a lot. I get a lot of those type of news articles. But I've not had any tycoons or anything like that, unfortunately. One day, though, it'll happen and it'll be glorious.
I think when it comes to takeovers, there is only a range, isn't there? You're either going to get money or you're not going to get money. At the end of the day, that's going to be all it is, isn't it? Like,
seems to be.
Yeah. But I think we've covered pretty much every type of takeover there in some way or another, which brings us nicely to our quiz, which Super Swan was meant to do last week but phoned in sick. So,
well, I was sick, I'm not gonna lie.
hang on in the words of my old boss, my boss's get on here quite a lot, don't they? I should start charging them. In the words of my old boss, if it's self-inflicted, it's not illness.
Yeah. Self-inflicted, no sympathy.
Yeah. So we've got no sympathy for you.
When I used to show up to work as hungover as an apprentice, I'd be locked in the freezer for 5 minutes to sober up fast.
I guess that works.
Going on the bloody bandsaw and seeing two friggin' hands.
Yeah. So, Super Swan, you've got the quiz this week instead. And if I win, I believe I could go one behind you.
If you win, that's a key word there.
If I don't win, then Parkera equals with me and it's 5-3-3.
Catching me up ever so slowly.
I don't want Swan to be getting too far away. It's got nothing on you, Parkera, right? I don't mind drawing with you. I just don't want the Swan to be, you know, to be floating away.
I've had to catch up to get to two anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm the one underperforming here.
Because you've been on two for like donkeys.
Tell us about the quiz.
So, based on the question we've had this week, the quiz is based around football owners in the Premier League. So, what we're going to do is I've got all 20 owners of Premier League clubs here. And the way this is going to work is I've got two for each of you. So, every time I'll ask one of Parkera, I'll ask one of Kyle X Plays. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the other person will have a chance to answer it to gain an extra point. So, I will go through. So, the way it's going to work, I got Parkera to go first, and then Kyle's going to be second. Are we all okay with that?
No.
Well, you haven't got a choice. So, Parkera, we'll start with you. So, the owners I've got here are the Glazer family. Which club do they own?
Oh, that's a tough one. Manchester United.
That is the correct answer. So, you get a point on the board. So, Kyle X Plays, the owner I have for you is Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan. And I'll say that again. This was Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan.
Is it Man City?
It is Man City. So first round, one apiece. So yay. Parkera, the next one I got for you is Roman Abramovich.
Chelsea.
Is the correct answer. Kylex Plays, Fenway Sports Group.
Liverpool.
Correct answer. So 2-2. See, guys, we're easing our way in. Going well so far.
Yeah.
So Parkera, Stan Kroenke.
Stan Kroenke?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't know, I'd probably take a guess of any Premier League club.
Yeah. Oh. I'm just going to go big stare in the dark and go Everton.
Is the incorrect answer. So Kyle X Plays, Stan Kroenke.
Aston Villa.
Is incorrect. It's not Aston Villa. The answer was Arsenal.
Is
it? Arsenal?
No, that's not right. Doesn't sound right.
I know
right.
The name. Yeah, I didn't think it sounded right for Arsenal either. But then no Kyle one cares X Plays, about Arsenal, so.
If you get this one wrong, you should be very upset with yourself.
Okay.
So your question is Mike Ashley.
Do I want to say it, though? I want to give him credit. Newcastle United.
Is the correct answer. Well done. As I say, if you didn't get that one right,
yeah,
I would just kick you off the podcast, to be honest with you. So we've got Parkera. Your next one is Steve Parrish.
West Ham?
Is incorrect. Kyle X Plays, you can pinch a point here.
Steve Parrish. Is it Crystal Palace?
It is Crystal Palace.
Yes. Used to be Simon Jordan, didn't it? And I remember he took over.
And to get an extra point on top, Kyle X Plays, we've got Farhad Moshiri.
I'm going to go Leicester.
Is the wrong answer. The correct answer? Well, actually, Parkera, you can have a chance to steal a point here.
What's the name again?
Farhad Moshiri.
Bloody Nora.
No, not Nora. Farhad.
Just trying to think of the bloody clubs now. Oh, shite. Oh, I'm just going to go Southampton.
Is the wrong answer. The correct answer is Everton.
Oh. He's quite a new one, though, isn't he, to be fair?
I think he was at Arsenal for a bit, I think, and then he left. I think so.
Bloody heck.
So, Park Era, your next one is Delia Smith.
Norwich.
Is the correct answer. That was quite an easy one.
Is she actually the chairwoman?
She's the majority shareholder. So all these are majority shareholders.
Right, okay.
So if I had listed all the owners, I'd be here all day because there's quite a few for different ones. So these are all majority shareholders. So Kyle X plays for you is Joe Lewis.
Joe Lewis. I don't know, Southampton. I'll go with Southampton.
Is the wrong answer. Park Era, you can jump in here if you know the answer.
Name again?
Joe Lewis.
Aston Villa?
Is the wrong answer. The correct answer was Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh,
never would have got
Joe Lewis, and I know everyone's thinking, oh, it's Daniel Levy. Joe Lewis is 70%. Daniel Levy is 30%.
Who are? Always learning on this show.
Tell you, all these facts coming out now. So, Park Era, next one for you is Gino Pozzo.
Gino Pozzo. Leicester?
Is the wrong answer. Kyle X, please.
Gino Pozzo. I'm going to go with Wolves.
Very close, but incorrect. The answer was Watford.
I did think Watford, but I was thinking he sounds like someone who's, you know, from Portugal where they sort of get all their players from, so
So Kyle X, please, for your question is David Sullivan.
He was at Birmingham, wasn't he? It's Premier League, isn't it? So West Ham.
Is the correct answer. So Parkera, so this is where it gets interesting. I got to try and pronounce these correctly. So Parkera, your one is Abdullah bin Musa Ed.
Oh, I'm going to go Aston Villa.
Is the incorrect answer. Yeah. Kyle X, please. Abdullah bin Musa Ed.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark and go, Sheffield United.
It is Sheffield United.
Yes!
Which is quite a bit of a curveball, that one, because you think of that name and you think, oh, that would be Sheffield United, but it is Sheffield United. So for your question then, Kyle X, please, the next one I've got is Nassif Sawiris.
Leicester.
Is the wrong answer. Park Era?
Name again?
Nassif Sawiris. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, but...
Nassif
Exactly, Parker. That is exactly the name.
Brighton?
Is the wrong answer. The right answer was Aston Villa.
Oh, you bollocks.
So, Parker, the next one I've got here is Gao Jaisheng.
Leicester.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh.
Kyle X, please.
I don't even know any other... I would have said Leicester there as well.
Sounds Asian.
Aston Villa?
Is the wrong answer. The right answer there was Southampton. So, Kyle X plays. So, we had Gao Jaisheng just now, and your question is Guo Guangchang.
Aston Villa?
We've already had Aston Villa, so you're wrong.
Oh.
Park Era?
Guo
Guangchang. So, Leicester? No, it is not. It is Wolves.
Oh, I thought we had Wolves already.
So, we've only got four left. Okay. And what I'll do is I'll give you the teams that they are, so how the possibility it could be, just to make it a bit easier for you. So we've got Bournemouth, Leicester, Brighton, and Burnley left. So Park Era,
mm-hmm.
Maxim Demin.
Burnley.
Is incorrect. Kyle X, please.
And it's not Burnley, so I'm going to go Bournemouth.
It is Bournemouth.
Yes.
And then for your question, we have, and this is going to be a job for me to pronounce, the Srivadhana Prabha family. I would say I try and pronounce it again, but I'll wait until the next time.
I think you smashed it there, to be honest.
Cheers, mate.
Leicester.
is the correct answer.
Yeah.
So we've only got two left. So I'm not going to say the teams again because it'll be a bit obvious. So Park Era, Tony Bloom.
Brighton.
Is the correct answer. And then Kyle X plays one team left. If you remember who it is, you should get this right. Is Mike Garlick.
And I can't remember the teams.
Yeah, I'm Garlick.
Right, so we had... Is it Bournemouth?
It's incorrect. Park Era to steal a point.
Burnley.
Oh, it's Burnley, yeah. It's not Bournemouth.
The correct answer.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, and that is all 20 teams in the Premier League.
Really, yeah.
So I've been tallying up the points. So Park Era, you had 5 points.
Shit.
Kyle X plays had 8 points.
Get in.
So
that's more than I thought, actually. I didn't realise I had that many.
So this week's winner of the quiz is Mr. Kyle X Plays.
Okay, so that's about all we've got time for today, guys. So where can we find you, Park Era?
At home at the moment, but usually you can find me
not on FM.
Park Era Games on YouTube or on Twitter. You can also find Lancashire Lad on Twitter as well.
But he's not
No, swimming at the moment.
Swimming at the moment, yeah.
You okay. Catch up on his holiday adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day.
And what about you, Super Swan?
Super Swan on YouTube, at Super Swan YT on Twitter, and I'm Super Swan on the FM Creators Discord as well. So that's pretty much everywhere I am, apart from being right here talking to all you lovely people.
Which you're also Super Swan too.
I am Super Swan everywhere. When I go to work, I am Super Swan.
Imagine that. Swan, pass me the stapler.
Yeah.
Okay, and I am Kyle X Plays everywhere. Everywhere you can imagine. Type Kyle X Plays in and that'll be me. Although there is a few other Kyle X Plays on Twitch and YouTube, but I'm the better one. I think. I hope. I hope so. Yeah, there is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I am Kyle X Plays everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube and Instagram. So yeah, follow me and subscribe to me on all those great places. But that is it for today. So thanks for watching, everyone. Thanks from Park Era.
See you later, folks.
And thanks from Super Swan.
Ta-da.
Ta-da, mate. And it's thanks from me. Peace out. Until next week, guys.